Hi everyone, this is Manorama here, and we're going to work on this this verb to decide and this idiomatic usage in Sanskrit, which is nischayam karoti. Nischayam karoti. So, tadyatha, as in, and here are your three examples in the present, past, and future. So the first is, she decides to go to a yoga class. Sa yogavaram gantum nischayam karoti. Sa yogavaram gantum nischayam karoti. Number two. She decided to go to a yoga class. So now we're going to change the verb to be past tense. Sa yogavaram gantum nischayam akarot. Sa yogavaram gantum nischayam akarot. And three, the future tense, she will decide to go to a yoga class. Sa yogavaram gantum nischayam karishyati. Sa yogavaram gantum nischayam karishyati. Let me say that again. Sa yogavaram gantum nischayam karishyati. Okay, so practice. You can repeat this on your own. And you can practice saying, karoti akarot karishyati. Karoti akarot karishyati. And then you can practice also saying it with the expression nischayam. So the one that's different is going to be the past tense. And that's because this final ma in nischayam, which becomes nischayam when it's followed by a ka, gets pronounced nischayam karoti. And in the future, nischayam karishyati. But when it is followed by an a in akarot, it's nischayam akarot. So then you bring it together, nischayam akarot. So, nischayam karoti, say, nischayam karoti, nischayam akarot, nischayam akarot, and nischayam karishyati, nischayam karishyati. Great job.